Wow. Can you believe it?
What a day.
It's like right here. It's right upon us. It's time to go to Orlando, Mr. Claus.
I know. And so I figured that we would do a special show, and we said we were going to do this at the beginning, of what to bring to TechEd. And so I packed my suitcase. It took me almost a day and a half because I was busy with getting stuff sourced.
A day and a half?
There's a lot of stuff you have to bring to make sure that you're all prepared for this. It's a very big event. It's a very big deal.
Okay.
You cannot, you know, maybe it's my Boy Scouts background. You cannot be prepared enough.
Okay.
That's not the official motto, but, you know, that works.
Right. So, as we come across this lesson 1 week to Tech Ed North America, we want to see you in Orlando. Let's see. I'm a little frightened here. Hey. What's in Rick's suitcase?
I'm being completely rational here. So, inside my suitcase, because it is Florida, we do have to have a pair of rollerblades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because the conference center is big, and
sure.
You get some time outside to be able to go off. And
right, so you'll want a rollerblade.
Rollerblades okay. Does one thing there. Now, because it is a conference, sometimes wireless can be a little bit congested, so I'm bringing my own wireless access point, just in case.
No, you're only going to use that in the hotel, not the convention center, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see where the stuff is.
Now, all right.
Because you have the ability to have a lot of information that you can bring with you, I'm bringing my home server with 2 terabytes of storage. So
you never know how much you're going to need to download, I guess, right?
You get a copy of all the slides during the sessions, right? So you never know. So you got to have enough.
Oh, okay.
Got to have enough. And just because it's all work and no play sometimes, your own Xbox for your hotel room.
Okay.
That also helps.
Yeah. Now, I definitely see the value in your own Xbox.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then also because I don't happen to like the size of my laptop screen sometimes, I bring my own 22-inch monitor.
Do you actually take this into the sessions with you, or?
I have to find a lot of power sometimes to be able to look after it. So yeah, I do
some
that.
Some people may not like you very much there.
And then,
there.
Because I tend to drop things, I happen to bring my XFR ruggedized laptop. To
okay.
Make sure that if I drop it, or if I get stuck in the rain,
right.
I'm all good to go.
Okay, so yep. You can't closet.
And then because I'm responsible for the foundation session, I happen to have one laptop for demos, a backup
okay.
Laptop for demos as well, and then because you need to worry about the screen, I also tend to like to have my own keyboard. Makes it easier to type when you're doing
right.
Stuff, so
okay.
That one there works too. And then sometimes the flight gets a little bit rough, and so this is Howard, my bear.
Hi, Howard. Okay,
go.
Howard's going to go to TechEd as well.
With it.
All right.
Hey, that's Howard, man. What are you doing? Now, you remember, I signed up for a bunch of the. Gives back utilities, and so I'm
right.
Bringing my framing hammer, and also I'm bringing my tool belt.
Not quite sure to let the hammer on the plane.
Well,
but...
it's going to be checked luggage. It's all right.
Oh,
this
okay.
Is too big for
gotcha.
Carry-on. And you have to have a hard hat.
Yes.
As my name on it, plus also the fact that I am a geek. That's also important to have.
Okay, yeah,
that's good.
Hard hat. Right.
And you must also have safety boots. So safety boots with steel toes are required. So that's good, too. Now...
Okay.
They are still good. Now, just because you guys have been making fun of me being Canadian all the time, I happen to find some instantly Canadian breath spray.
Oh.
And so apparently, if you just periodically refresh yourself with a little bit of this breath spray.
Right. Let's see if this actually works. Oh, beauty, eh?
Oh, it's good, eh? Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome,
you know,
eh?
Hoser, come on.
Take off.
What else we got
How's
left
it going,
in here?
Eh?
Oh, yes. Now... For my good friend Jeff Alexander, who's coming up from Australia,
yep.
He likes to golf, so he asked me to bring my golf shoes.
Okay,
so,
you bringing your clubs or
clubs? Yeah, I'm planning to, but
okay,
you know,
separate bag.
My mom always says to make sure that you bring enough clothes, so I brought enough for at least 2 changes of clothes. But good note is that if you go to the very first night, you have the ability to get new shirts in case you need to pack light. So that's good. And yeah, my golf club. There's one. This is my pitching wedge, which is good.
Separate from the others?
Pitching wedge, and also
okay.
Because I am Canadian, eh? I had to make sure that I...
Oh, is that your putter?
This is my putter.
Awesome.
Or sometimes use it for driving, too.
Right.
Now, because it is Florida and is a retiree community, they also happen to have tennis. So I'm looking to get some tennis lessons in while
okay.
I'm there.
Okay, all right.
We'll see. And because,
with all this, are you gonna
and because my good friend David Tessier is coming, I know he's a bit of a longboarding
oh,
kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm borrowing my son's longboard to be able to do it. This is the Bob Marley edition.
It's like a That's regular good. Suitcase.
It's coming. Now,
right.
We are all a bunch of IT pros. I mean, they make sure they're always ready. So that brings duct tape.
Yeah.
For me, caution tape, because I tend to break things.
Yes.
And then, of course, electrical tape. Just because you can never have enough tape. You know, they actually won't let this on the airplane.
Really?
No, you can use it as restraining devices.
Oh,
they want
okay.
To do it.
Okay. All
now,
right.
I don't know why I'm bringing this one. This was kind of just kind of some filler, I think.
The door stopped?
I don't want the door to hit me in the butt on the way out, I guess. I
okay.
I guess that.
You're becoming a doorman.
Yes, I've been looking long and hard for this one. This is my disaster recovery tilly hat.
Oh, okay, in case the first one fails.
In case this one has a problem, I can always use this one. But I have to make sure I back this one up because it has a hole in the back. But I just wear it backwards and it looks almost normal. So,
all right.
Extra tilly hat.
Okay.
So you can wear that one if you want.
No, I'm good.
Now, remember we talked about how power is important? And
right.
So I happen to have brought a power cable extension. Now, you have to make sure this is going to make my monitor work in the middle row of the session. And you have to make sure that you have at least one power bar at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is actually key because not only can you power your devices, you can make friends.
Yes, absolutely. It's a good way to introduce yourself to people. And they come over and talk to you for sure if you have a full laptop, surround sound speakers, and keyboard and mouse and everything.
And with this extension cord, I don't expect to see you like... buried up into the next
I'm
going to
have the prime seats that are right there. Now, this one here is always good. This power cable is the one power cable every IT pro has 60 of them at their desk because they never want to go off and pay $12 for one of them.
Right,
so I'm bringing one. Always bring one.
Okay.
I got to make sure. And then, of course, in case wireless is failing you, I do happen to have a couple of extra network cables.
Right.
You can set up a wired network.
Okay.
And then finally, I think we're getting close to the bottom there. Florida, right?
Yeah.
Is you can go swimming in the Gulf.
Yeah, you got a scuba.
There you go, man. I got some scuba gear. I forgot my snorkel, though. Cable minder to make sure that all those cables are correctly stowed away before you have to go. Oh, and traveling-wise, travel pillow.
It's a long flight for us here in Seattle.
It's a long flight. You have to go
there. Don't forget, you have a blanket there or anything?
Blanket helps.
I think he's got did I really ask if
you
has said, something in
you
the
You said that it's a cold conference center, so I got to make sure I bring my woolies and I'm all good. So,
all right.
You know, that's mostly all good for everything I've got. Like, hang on. Oh, yeah. One last thing. An extra bag, just in case you got to pack all this stuff up and have a second bag with your carry-on, you can bring an extra bag. And that's what's in my suitcase, man.
I'm really, for the first time in a long time, a loss for words.
I'm going to be prepared.
I see that. Now, for you folks at home, I don't know that you necessarily need to be as prepared as Rick. I honestly don't know what your excess baggage charge is going to be for all of this stuff.
You guys have to pay excess baggage fees down here in the States?
Yeah.
In Canada,
overweight,
it's just all included.
It's one flat rate? Yeah, not here.
Okay, well, a good thing is I have the I.O. for TechEd to be able to charge it to the I.O.
They're going to love you for that. Folks at home, make sure there's a few key things that you absolutely have to have. We've talked about this in some of the earlier episodes of the Countdown Show. Comfortable shoes, first and foremost.
Not work boots. Those are for the day before.
Absolutely. The second thing, make sure that you dress appropriately because while you're at the conference center, it's going to be a little chilly because they turn the air conditioning up to about 9.
Blanket.
10 or 11. And then, of course, outside... there are lots of evening events, particularly the attendee party. Make sure you bring some shorts, a t-shirt, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. A lot of tips that we've had from folks, you mentioned it earlier, you get a lot of t-shirts while you're there, so you don't necessarily need to pack them all.
You got them.
But those are kind of the key things. Make sure power cables, batteries for your phone, chargers, and the power strip. Those are the absolute must brings to TechEd this year. As for us, man, I'm going to let you repack your bag.
You got to help me repack the bag.
I'm not helping you repack
your bag. I can't fit it all in there, man.
You packed it the first time. You'll have to figure it out. We'll see the rest of you at TechEd. Make sure that you swing by and say hello if you're there at TechEd. Otherwise, catch us online. That's hashtag CH9Live to interact with us as we broadcast live from TechEd North America in Orlando, Florida. I'll let Rick get back to packing. Thanks, everybody, for watching the Countdown. We'll see you later.